Free throw up. This one good. Leads at 10. Collins down a 2-2-1 press. This was really effective the other night against Shelby County. Harley kicks it to Boblett on the baseline. Back out front to Aldridge. Collins playing man-to-man.
I would say Ash came with her, had a little bit more effect, a little bit better ball handlers out, you know, at the, not just the point guard, I mean, but the other position.
Aaron takes the ball screen, still driving, leaves it off for Harley. She drives, leaves it on the baseline to Boblett. Boblett kicks it out to Curran. She fakes, looking to drive. Now she steps back, and feed it back out to Aldridge near the timeline. They'll reset. Left side to Harley. She fakes, steps in, 15-foot jumper off the back, no good. Rebounded by King. Kicks it off to Roberts. Shell kicks it left side, pulling. Oh, she's going to take the three, side not to take it. Ted Renfro would drive left side, left-handed layup, lay it in. Once again, got on the high post and just used a quick move, got to the basket and used her left hand.
She's played exceptionally well over these two games.
38-30. Left side, Harley wide open to let it go. This one off the back, rebounded again by King. Zantasia really working the boards here in the quarter. Collins got off to a little bit of a rocky start here in the third quarter, but a chance to cut into this Anderson County lead. Roberts right side to Federley. Back to Roberts in the corner now. She'll throw cross court to Pullen. Whitney, 15-foot jumper on nearly banked in. Long rebound taken by Roberts. He's going to force away the basket and draw the foul here on Rogers. That's where Whitney, instead of shooting the ball, has got to drive it. That's what's been effective. Take the ball and drive it hard right to the rim. Shell will go to the line, trying to cut into the lead. Free throw up. Good.
Collins seems to fall behind by 10 or 11. They make a little comeback. They need to put two of these runs together to get this game in. Seven now. Or six, or seven, or eight, or however you got it at.
Free throw no good. Rebounded by King. Goes back up, lays it in.
Not sure what you got the score. The scoreboard said it's five.
I'd have it at six right now. I'm one behind it, but I'll tell you what we got. Renfro partially blocks it. Taken by Federley. Libby up to Roberts. Roberts penetrates, kicks the pulling on the right side, right back to Roberts. Collins trails by five here. And a chance to cut even deeper into this lead. Right side, pulling with it. She's been guarded tightly. Gets it off to Roberts in the corner.
Oh, she's right there. Go right there.
Back to pulling. Nice pass and nice catch by Renfro. She'll lay it in. Pulling.
Cannot be stopped on the baseline.
Hit it deep into the post and cuts it down to a three-point game.
And they missed her, I think, a couple times right before that.
Curran, left-handed shot in the lane. Good.
Good answer by Casey. Stand by. When you need a point, that's when you want your star players to come alive.
Well, Collins had cut it down to three. The Curran's basket freezes it back to five. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Roberts looks to the bench, looking for some instruction. Right side to Pullen on the wing. In the corner here to Roberts, looking to drive on. Rogers kicks it out. Federally open for three. Man, this one way off. Well over the backside of the rim. Rebounded by King. Partially blocked by Rogers. Taken by Aldridge.
The ball-headed guy is not giving us any calls.
Aaron gets it back to Aldridge. Left side. Rogers wide open from three. This one short.
Rebounded
by Boblett and got away with a foul there. Curran's going to drive. And they're going to get a foul on Roberts before the shot. And that saved a foul on Hannah Renfro.
I think it's three on Michelle, right? No right or not? Yeah, three on her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'd rather have three on her than four on Hannah.
Need to get, in my opinion, Carson Murray in the game here.
I'm agreeing with you there.
And bounded out deep here to Ruble. She'll hand back to Aldridge. Collins stays man-to-man. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Anderson leads by five. Anderson's led by as many as 19 here tonight. Rogers drives left side, and this will draw the fourth foul on Hannah Renfro.
I knew that was coming at some time. I think she's got away with two or three already.
Well, they only sit third. There you go. to break.
They did say three?
Yeah. Of course, what's going on in that French row over there?
I have no idea.
Free throw by Rogers. Good.
I just know that one guy's announcer's extraordinary. Just asking.
I know one thing. Two minutes into the game, or maybe a minute in the game, Anderson County already had 14 points scoring the scoreboard. Second free throw, good. So after Collins had cut it down to three, Anderson County responds with a basket and two free throws to lead back to seven. That's where we were at the half. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go here in the third. Roberts in the corner to Federer. Back to Roberts. Carson Murray did check in for Hannah Renfro on that last dead ball. Murray has him, gets it off to Federer. He's back near the timeline. Back to Murray on the baseline to King. And it's a matter of good pass. Pullen's open. This King telegraphed it the whole way. Intercepted and stolen. Rogers the other way for three. Knocks it down.
Big turnaround there.
Now could have been a layup for Collins on the other end. She's wide open. Just really telegraphed the pass, threw it away, and led to a wide open three by Rogers. Roberts with it on the right wing. She's going to line up a deep three. Good! And Coach Pickman wants a timeout. That cuts it back to a seven-point game. Just a 30, 45-38.
Big shot by Michelle. I just don't understand why she's not shooting more. I want her to, you know, she's very capable. In a game like this, she got, you know, she's going to have to score, especially with Hannah on the bench with three, four, two, six, however fast she's got. So I'm not sure.
That's good.
Thank you. I don't know if we can get any more people on this row.
Evidently, these are the prime seats. Maybe Anderson County.
Because they did. They had to stick us over here, and especially during this boys' game. I'm not a big proponent of Coach Drury, and so I'll try to hold my opinion tonight. It's hard for me to do.
45-38, Anderson leads it. 1:14 to go in the third. Gian Hayes checked in during that last dead ball. She checked in for Zantasia King, and they'll stay in a 2-2-1 press. Aldridge floats it over to Ruble. She's in front court, floats it over to Rogers. Rogers going to drive hard in the lane, goes up, makes it in.
Remind me of Brittany Stewart there from UConn. Head fake with the ball on the floor in there. Nice little jump hook shot.
That's just way too easy.
That is way too easy. You're right.
Murray with it out top. Left side to Federley. Libby gets it out to Roberts. Well extended out front. And she recalls a set. Couple dribbles to her left. Now she'll go back to the center of the floor.
I'm Collins. I was trying to take your last shot here.
47-38. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. 19 seconds. Kicks it out. Hayes open from three. Left side. Rims out. No good.
No.
And it'll be a rebound foul on Whitney Pullen with 12 seconds to go.
Well, probably would have been a no call, but
Aaron's
girl fell down. You had to call. And that was, she did have a little bump there.
Inbounded to Rogers, 12 seconds to go in the quarter.
You need to stop here bad.
Rogers drives off the board, no good. Get off the pull in 4 seconds. Roberts, 3 seconds. Going to stop. Murray, right side, three.
Got
and fouled at the buzzer.
Oh, the cheerleaders are coming out on the floor.
And Carson Murray will go to the line. Gotten it to be three huge free throws if Carson can knock them down.
It looked like Colorado-Arizona game there for a minute.
Free throw up by Carson, and this one rims out.
Yeah. Got two more, though. Still cut into this lead here.
Free throw up. This one good.
Carson, extremely good free throw shooter. Not sure what percentage is. She looks good.
She did a third free throw. This one good. It's two out of three and cuts the lead down to a seven-point game after three quarters of play. 47-40. Anderson County leads it. You're listening to Lady Tight Basketball and 30th District Basketball Finals here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.